我们今天的经文是在以赛亚书的第55章第一到第七节，我们会先用中文一起来读，然后用英文一起来读。
Today's scripture reading will be taken from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 7. We'll read it together, first in Cantonese and then in English.
第一节咁啊，你们一切干渴的，就当就近水来；没有甜银的，也可以来。你们都来，买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值。也来买酒和奶。你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那不使人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。你们当就近来我，响耳而听，就必得活。我必兴你们立永约，就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典。我已立他做万民的见证，成为名位。你做不认识的国民，你也召来；做不认识你的国民，也必向你奔跑。都因耶和华你的神，以色列的圣者，因为他已经荣耀你。当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。7. 恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华，耶和华就必怜恤他。当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。
Isaiah 55, verse 1. Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink, even if you have no money. Come, take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Verse 2. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen to me, and you will eat what is good. You will enjoy the finest food. Verse 3. Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, and you will find life. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you all the unfailing love I promised to David. Verse 4. See how I used him to display my power among the peoples. I made him a leader among the nations. Verse 5. You also will command nations you do not know. And peoples unknown to you will come running to obey, because I, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, have made you glorious. Verse 6. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him now while he is near. Verse 7. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will forgive generously.
愿神祝福读的和听他话语的人。
May God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
小老哥可以下去下面儿童崇拜。
Children may now be quietly be dismissed for children's worship.
廷牧师今天传讲的信息是执行致命的指民。
The title of today's message by Pastor Wilson is People on a Mission.
Many of you might be wondering, can Wilson Chen count?
很多人会问，或者会想，就话究竟牧师可唔可以去计算呢？
Because you notice on your bulletin it says the 10th anniversary of Covenant Grace Presbyterian Church.
咁如果你睇呢个内页单入边睇咧，就话我哋系庆祝一个我哋音乐堂嘅十周年嘅纪念。
You don't have to be a math major to know, we've been around longer than that, right?
但如果你熟悉我哋教会嘅，我哋可能你会知道就话，我哋好似唔止系十年、哦。
I tried 19 years. If you count the 9 years, it took the help from our brothers and sisters of the faith, Covenant Church in Whitestone, to be a church.
其實如果計算,由最初開始計算,應該是大約19年, 因為我用了之前的9年是聖約堂去幫助我們獨立之後的,現在是10年的紀念。
So whether you want to view our birthday as a church 10 years or 19, it's up to you.
所以你要去計算,究竟我們應該慶祝這個10周年紀念,或者是19周年紀念,你自己計算吧。
But what's more important when churches celebrate an anniversary is to look forward.
但當我們慶祝這個周年紀念,最重要的就是我們要去向前去望。
It's to ask us, ourselves, how are we doing as far as being a church that God has formed?
我們就是向前去望,究竟我們看我們教會,因為堂究竟在成為一個教會當中,我們應該是怎樣的?
Right, God commands us to follow Him, go and make disciples of all nations. And that's the purpose of anniversaries, it's to evaluate, it's to look ahead. How are we doing, God? And what's in store for us ahead?
所以教會的周年紀念其實是我們應該是向前去望，就是說我們在以教會的當中，我們怎樣去繼續的是去為神而服務。
So according to the Bible, if you could hit slide one, thanks so much, Caleb. God calls His people, if you're a Christian, into three things. I try to be as simple as possible. Sometimes it's hard for me to do. Mission, message, and motivation.
就是說我們有三樣東西其實神是叫到我們去做的，就是說神要我們有一個大的使命，我們去講出這個訊息和一個推動力去做。
If you're a Christian today, you can't miss that if you look at the Bible. You're called by God to be on a mission.
既然你是去看聖經的時候，原來你都是基督徒的，你不會去不知道，就是說神呼召我們，就是說要我們去叫人家作為神的門徒。
And God gives you the message for the mission.
神也都是給我們有一個訊息，叫我們有一個使命去做。
And thankfully, He gives you the motivation and the power.
但最重要的就是神是給我們有一個推動力和一個能力去做。
For that mission.
就是說去做這個使命。
And that's what our text is about, Isaiah 55, verses 1 to 7. It's the great invitation of God.
就是說我們今天去看的早上，就是說以賽亞書第55章1至7節，就是說神給我們一個呼召，一個邀請，就做這個使命。
And if I had to summarize in particular verses 3 to 5, I would say this. God is saying this, I will revive your insides, that your soul may live.
就是說我們怎樣去看這個章節，就是說如果我簡單去表白去講的，就是說神就呼召我們去怎樣去改造我們的入面，然後我們怎樣去將這個訊息去帶給別人。
God is saying to you, the Christian, I've called you into an eternal covenant, a special relationship with me.
神就呼召我們，叫我們心裡面有改變，就是說讓到結緣可以跟神有一個永恆的約。
And then, God says in verses 3 to 5, again paraphrasing here, I promised this to King David and made him a witness.
也都是在第三節、五節的神都是跟大衛王都說，就是說我將你成為一個國王，我將你去就要作為一個見證去給其他國看。
See that verses 3 to 4 of Isaiah 55 is referring to 2 Samuel 7.
這個看的章節其實是代表了在撒母耳記下第七章裡面所講到。
But Isaiah doesn't stop there. He says, now, I want you, Christian, I want you to be a witness to the nations.
第一個都是沒有繼續去停，神也都是跟大衛講，也都跟他們的人講，就是說我也都要希望你成為一個使者，去將這個訊息去繼續的去帶給其他的人。
See, that's simply put, I don't know how else to simply put what Isaiah is saying in these seven verses. Caleb, hit slide 2. He's basically saying there's this new covenant, this relationship of God that I promised to King David, and I made David a witness to the nations, but I want you, Covenant of Grace Presbyterian Church, you today.
但神其实真的间接地跟我们讲就说神当时的系统大卫王去讲就说我会要你作为王去将这个信息去带给其他的国但今天的神同我们同一讲一样的说话就说我们恩约堂今天的早上
To be a witness to the nations.
就说要去做这个使者，去将这个信息去带给不同的人。
Obviously, the nations come to New York City. We know that. You can see that.
这个信息就带给我们，譬如我们周围的，就是这个纽约市。
And so God is saying, I want to summon you to this thing that I promised David, and now giving to you.
所以神也好像跟大卫讲一样，同我们讲一样，就说我要召集你们，呼叫你们去做同一样嘢。
How many of you are familiar with the English word witness?
大家究竟见证这个意思明不明白呢？
Okay, what's the Chinese for witness?
见证。
You heard it right there. How many are familiar with the Chinese word witness?
那你见证你明白什么意思呢？
Well, the Hebrew word is similar to the English.
但以希伯来文来看，就是说希伯来文的见证的意思是一样差不多。
It's a legal word.
是一个在律法上是有个意思的。
It can mean two things.
有两个意思。
The word witness can mean either give evidence, testimony in a court of law.
见证的一个意思就是说你给出一个见证，给出一个去在一个法庭上去见证一件事。
For instance, if you witnessed a crime, the state of New York or the city of New York might call you into court saying, hey, you got to come in and testify.
譬如说你去见证到一样的意外或者一个事件，法庭要叫你上庭，要作为一个见证人。
Because you've witnessed a crime, an accident.
因为你亲眼见到这个意外，所以你要作为这个上堂去作见证。
But witness can also mean something else.
但见证也都另一个意思。
Kind of like being a notary public.
就好像作为一个公证人一样。
I witness vows being made, and I authorize it in that way.
我都话结，譬如话我哋会讲话，我哋见证一啲嘅人嘅盟约。
For example, later in the service, we're going to witness vows. Eric and Jenny Wang going to promise to God to raise up baby Matthew in the fear and admonition of the Lord.
而之后的譬如说，好似应间我哋有，我哋会见证一个盟约，就系话有Eric同Jenny，佢哋会同神有一个盟约，就系话佢会喺神入边去点去照顾 baby Matthew.
You're going to be witnesses to the vow.
我哋点样去见证佢哋嘅盟约？
That's another meaning of witness.
呢个就另一个意思，见证嘅意思。
And God is calling you, the Christian, I want all of you to bear witness to what? The life-changing, world-changing relationship that I have with you.
而神也真的呼叫我们去做一个见证，就见证这个会令我们人的生命会有改变的，同神的关系。
And so my question to you this morning is this, a very simple one. How are you doing, Grace Church? How are you doing with that command?
所以就说我今天早上一个问题就是说，我们作为恩约堂的，我们怎么回答这个问题呢？我们是不是去做一个见证呢？
Because if you've actually encountered the living God, He propels you out after you meet Him. It's always the case in the Bible.
因为如果你真系嘅同神有呢个关系嘅时候，你会觉得有呢个嘅能力，一个冲动，系想去带出呢个见证俾其他人。
Let me use a couple examples.
俾几个例子你哋。
Abraham.
阿伯拉罕。
He meets God personally.
阿伯拉罕系亲自嘅去遇见神。
And God says, I will bless you, Abraham. You know, you're going to have many children like the number of pieces of sand on the beach.
神跟阿伯拉罕有一个预见，神去祝福阿伯拉罕，话你嘅儿子，你嘅子民会多到好似沙一样咁多。
And if you're familiar with that narrative, what does he say next to Abraham?
但如果你熟悉经文嘅时候，下一句说话，神系点同阿伯拉罕讲？
What are you waiting for? Get out! Go! Go to the country I told you to.
佢話：你喺仲喺度等乜嘢啊？你仲唔出去其他嘅國家
？Get out. Get busy.
佢話：叫你要出去，要去忙，去作見證。
Trust and obey me, and go and make disciples.
你要去信服，你去送從，去將呢個信息帶俾其他人。
But it's not just Abraham, right? How about Moses?
唔單止亞伯拉罕，聖經入邊都講，譬如有摩西。
Right in the Old Testament, God appears before Moses in burning bush, right?
神喺摩西前面去顯現，好似一棵嘅著火嘅樹。
That's an encounter with the living God.
呢個就係話同神有預見嘅意思。
But then, what immediately happens in that narrative?
但喺當中入邊嘅説話入邊，神亞伯拉罕摩西見到神之後發生咩事咧
？Wow, I'm glad I'm not Moses. Go to Pharaoh, the most powerful person in the world. Tell him.Let my people go.
当摩西同神遇见之后啦，神就叫同摩西讲就话：你去等乜嘢啊？去见你个法老王，就话同个法老王讲：你要让我嘅子民离开埃及。
Let them free.
让佢哋释放自由。
The most powerful person in the world, Moses, is going to appear before the Pharaoh and tell him that.
神就叫摩西就要去当时呢个国家最领袖最高嘅领袖就系、是、个法老王，要去讲说话。
Just one other example, Isaiah 6, since we are in the book of Isaiah, God puts a coal on the altar, from the altar, on the unclean lips of the prophet Isaiah.
也都在以赛亚书第六章里面讲的，就说神怎样去将这个在坛上面一个炭怎样放在以赛亚的不洁的嘴。
And God forgives his sins, again symbolic with the coal touching his lips, forgives his sins, and it gives Isaiah a new experience of intimacy with God, with the Holy God.
意思就是说神去饶恕他的罪，饶恕他的不洁的嘴，就说只要他作一个见证。
And of course,By now, you know what happens next.
之後發生咩事咧？大家知啦。
Go, he sends him out. Go.
就係神同以賽亞一齊有個接觸之後，就話同以賽亞講：你要出去。
Well, that was the Old Testament, Wilson. Well, look at John 20:21.
刚才我哋讲嘅系一个旧约嘅书卷，但系喺新嘅书卷点样啊？喺个约翰福音第二十章第二十一节。
As the Father sent me.I send you.
耶稣都讲就话，当父神去差遣我，我都去差遣你。
You can't get any clearer than that.
呢个系好清楚讲到。
The Latin word for send is missio, mission.
以拉丁文嚟讲，其实话要出去，去出去意思即系话一个使命。
These are Jesus' words. Jesus says, as God made me a man in mission, I make you.Men and women, boys and girls, in mission.
神都叫呼召，亦都神叫耶稣去成为一个使者。耶稣都叫佢嘅门徒一样，你哋要作为一个有一个使命，一个大使命，要出去作要传多个作佢嘅门徒。
And so, what does that mean for us then? For us, Covenant of Grace Presbyterian Church. What does it mean? You know, okay, I get it, Wilson. Right? You know, we encounter God intimately, then we are sent out.What does it mean for us?
我哋好清楚讲到啦，当我哋有遇见神嘅时候，我哋就要出去同人哋作见证。咁同我哋做恩约堂嘅教会当中嘅弟兄姊妹有咩关系咧
？Well, you sent out with good news, right? Sent out with a message.
所以就话我哋要出去同人哋讲一个好嘅信息。
And you're out there doing justice to the world.
我哋出去讲嘅信息就话都系嘅。对于这个不公平的社会，我要作一个的见证。
You're an ambassador for the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
我们是这个万王之王、万主之主一个的使者。
And so, on one hand, you call people to believe in the Christ.
一方面，我们叫人去相信耶稣基督神。
And then on the other hand, you seek justice in God's name.
也对另一方面嘅，都系喺个不公平嘅地方，这个国家点样可以有公平
？Because there are a lot of people oppressed in the world.A lot of people falling under injustice.
因为其实好多国家入边当中，亦都有好多人受到不公平嘅对待。
That's what it means to be on a mission.
呢个就系一个作为一个使者、一个使命嘅意思。
Are you Christian on a mission?
你作为基督徒嘅，你有冇要带住呢个使命呢
？You have to analyze and ask yourself that this morning.
所以今天早上, 你要问你自己, 你有没有这样去做呢?
You know, our name, Covenant of Grace, is very significant. From the Bible, it points to this God's story of redemption.
其实恩约堂这个名字其实在圣经里面是一个很重要的意思，代表了一个救恩。
And God promised immediately after Adam and Eve sinned against God, they disobeyed God, and right away, God doesn't annihilate them, doesn't do away with the human race.
当亚当夏娃在伊甸园的时候犯罪的时候，即刻发生什么事呢？就是神，他没有歼灭人类，而反而是给出这个救恩给他们。
He promises rescue, redemption, restoration from the seed of the woman, Eve.
他是应许了亚当夏娃，就说在夏娃的后裔会出一个救主。
And so what is that promise? What is that covenant of grace?
这个应许是什么呢？给我们什么应许呢？
It's that we'll be rescued, redeemed, not because we keep the law of God.
这个应许就说我们得到这个救恩，不是因为我们能够去守到什么律法。
Because if you just look what happened today, today's not even halfway over. You've sinned against God in some way.
如果我看我自己的生命，就算我看而家今天都未半日啦，其实我哋已经有好多机会，我哋已经系向神有犯罪。
We can't keep the law. That's what the Bible says. We can't.
根据圣经嚟讲嘅话，我哋唔可以去守呢个律法。
And those of us who we interact with, they know that too.
如果你熟悉神嘅时候，你都会知道，我哋作为人，我哋唔能够去完全守呢个律法。
But God's promises, you'll be redeemed irregardless of that. You can't keep the law, but someone will keep the law for you.
但圣经有讲清楚，就话我知道你哋系唔可以去守约律法，所以有一个人，有神会帮你守约律法。
Right? And of course, that's Jesus. He keeps the law perfectly for you and gives it to you.
当然咧，就边当中去讲就系话，这个就系耶稣基督，佢完全嘅去守约律法。
He alone keeps the terms of the covenant of works.
他耶稣基督，他守住这个约。
Now, in the latter half of verse 3 of our text in Isaiah, he refers to the Old Testament agreement or covenant between David, King David, and God.
在第三节里面，其实他讲的就是说，他很多时候代表了，代表就是说神怎么跟这个大卫王的当中这个应许。
And if you're familiar with 2 Samuel 7, God promised King David a dynasty.
如果熟悉这个撒母耳记下的第七章的时候，神是应许过大卫有这个国王，这个王国。
You know what dynasties are. His descendants will follow David to the throne of Israel.
意思什么意思啊？就是说神是应许了大卫的后裔，大卫和他的后裔会继续去统治这个以色列。
And in response to that, God calls on David and his offspring to follow God, to follow his laws, to be faithful to God.
也同一样的就是说，亦都是呼召他的，就是说他和他的子民继续的去差遣他，有一个带着这个使命去作见证。
And if you peruse the Old Testament, all of these covenants, all these agreements, God and his people, they build on each other.
所以当你看旧约的时候，你看到就是很多继续的一个一个的故事是跟着落的。
And that's why if you looked up all of these covenant agreements in the Old Testament, they're about renewal. They're about reconfirmation.
所以当你看旧约不同的神怎么跟每个人去谈的时候，就是讲到其实神怎么去跟每个人有重申这个约。
And the prophets of Isaiah, the prophets like Isaiah were to remind God's people they should obey God's covenant.
而当中好像以赛亚的怎么去 去提醒人，就话我应该点样嘅去遵守神嘅诫命。
You can't miss that as you peruse the Old Testament. And then when they didn't obey, wow, it's the prophet warns God's people they got to face an angry God.
所以就话以赛亚去提醒人，就系神都提醒以赛亚，就话我哋人需要去遵守神嘅诫命。若然你唔去遵守嘅时候，你会受到神呢个愤怒。
So as you read the Old Testament, the covenants are pictures of God's desire to have a relationship with us human beings.
所以当我们看这个恩约的时候，我们就看就是说神怎么跟我们人有一个合约的关系。
Covenants illustrate, they describe the divine human relationship.
这个约就意思就是说我们怎么跟人，跟神这个神圣的一个关系。
See, God is a great king. He enters into agreement, covenant with his servant people. And then God begins the relationship and sets the terms of the relationship.
而是神去開始跟人、跟神有一個關係，去作出不同的關係的條件。
And why is that? Because He's the creator, we're the creature.
為什麼他這樣做呢? 因為他是一個創造者, 而我們是被創造。
And God calls us to know Him. And then when we know Him, He sends us out on mission.
所以神是呼召我們，叫我們去認識祂，而認識祂之後，我們有一個使命去出去作見證。
Can we hit slide 5? So what is that message that we're to share then? That's the mission. What's the message then?
我出去作見證了，我們要見證些什麼？要講些什麼話呢？
Well, it's verse 7. Caleb, if you don't mind, if you could hit back, go back to verse 7 of the slides.
我們作見證什麼？就是第七節。
Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong.
第七節就說,惡人當離棄自己的道路,不義的人當隨自己的意念。
See, God is saying, forsake your way. That's called a what? A conversion. Forsake your way.
神就呼召人要去除掉自己的意念，意思即係話我哋要去改變。
And the way usually is correlated with your behavior.
這個改變不單止是心，也都有一個行為。
But notice he doesn't stop there. Not only you forsake your ways, he says forsake your thoughts.
我們要去改變我們的行為，但不單止行為，我們要改變我們的思想意念。
You see, that's even more of a conversion.
這就是更加深入的一種改變。
He's not just saying change your behavior, and he's saying change your thinking.
他說不單止說你要改你怎樣去做，也說還要改你的心思意念。
You change your practices, but you change the way you think.
你要去改，不可以再去做，但是你要去心思意念地知道你的腦告訴你不應該再去做。
And Isaiah says both of them because ultimately your behavior, my behavior is linked to our thinking. Our deep-rooted thinking, what we think life's about.
意思就是說，以唱亞之叫人去想，就是說，我們怎樣去做的時候，其實都是因為我們的意思，我們的思想是叫我們這樣做，我們要去更新去變改。
And when the Bible, again, it's all over the Bible, when it links the practice and the thinking, it's talking about your soul. The core of your being.
以唱亞講就是說，我們的心思意念，我們的行為要改。 要去改造。
See, God's saying through the prophet Isaiah in verses 2 to 3, I'm going to give your soul delight, satisfaction.
其实就是说，带到就是说，我们的灵魂，我们的灵要去更新，要变改。
Because I'm going to give your soul life.
因为就是说，神说要给你的灵有一个生命。
So what's he talking about?
究竟是讲什么意思呢?
I'm alive already. What's he talking about?
究竟神这个意思呢?
Because he's saying the word soul in Hebrew is not just so much the spirit as opposed to the body. It's the heart, the core of your being.
当中里面他讲这个灵，在希伯来文，其实不单只是讲这个灵，其实是讲到他人的心。
It's the essence of your life as opposed to other parts of your life.
这个心意思就是说是你的生命当中最重要的一环。
And so what's important for you today to understand is this. That God's saying, you're not converted. You're not converted unless you're converted from the heart, from the core of your being.
所以神就跟我们说，我们是未变的，若然我们的心不变的时候，我们是还未变。
Because conversion is not simply changing your practices.
因为更新变改，不单只是你的行为上有改变。
Conversion is not simply changing the externals.
我们的改变不单只是外表有改变。
It's not simply changing your behavior.
不单只是在行为上有改变。
You have to change from the inside, from the heart.
你一定要在内在你的心里面有一个改变。
And it's the gospel message that converts you.
这个怎么能够有一个改变呢? 就是说是神的这个福音，能够人有改变。
That's why you see on slide 5 here, God say, I'm going to convert what your heart, the core of your being, seeks. And how you seek it.
所以就说神就会介入，去将我们人嘅心思意念去改变。
Because conversion is not complete unless you're converted in what your heart seeks and how your heart seeks it.
我们人唔能够去，如果只系外表嘅改变嘅时候，这个唔系真正嘅改变。我哋要系我哋心入边，我点样去改变？我哋点样去谂？点样去做？呢个先真正嘅改变。
Okay, slide 6. So my question to you. Very important one, Covenant of Grace Presbyterian Church, today on your 10th or 19th, whatever you want to call it, anniversary. What does your heart seek today?
So, 今天早上我们去问我们每一位，我们都是去问我们音乐堂，究竟我们今天早上我们的心是寻找些什么呢？
Again, don't get me wrong. In English, the word heart means the seat of the emotions. That's not what the Bible is talking about when it says heart.
In the
Bible, heart is your control center. What controls you in life?
在圣经里面说，心的意思是什么？就是有什么去拿着你的心思意念的，拿着你的生命的，那样东西就是心。
To put it in Jonathan Edwards' words, it's the seat of your mind, your will, your emotions.
就是说，若然那样东西是控制你的心思意念，你的行为的，那样东西就是心。
Like where, when you're waiting for the bus, where does your heart go? Where do your thoughts go?
若然你等巴士的时候，你的心里面是想着什么呢？那时。
The heart is the most fundamental of your beliefs, your commitments, your hopes in life.
心思，你的心就是说去改造，就是说去揸紧住去谂住，就是说你嘅盼望、你嘅目标、你嘅你想要嘅嘢，嗰样就系你嘅心。
You know, I'm always, it's always hard to try to keep things simple, and it's dangerous to oversimplify, but let me try. And I got Ken's help here. He kind of changed my illustration, and I'll give Ken credit. But I'm going to use both of the illustrations.
牧师要俾个例子。
There are many things in life that keep you happy, right?
很多时，在我们生命当中，很多嘢令到我哋有好开心。
Ken, the father of how many?
Three.
says, what keeps the children and also some adults happy is a cell phone.
即是我觉得咧，我同牧师喺度倾嗰阵时候就话，大家喺依个年代入边当中，有乜嘢令到人会好开心咧？令到细路仔会开心咧？好多人会讲就话，有一个嘅手提电话。I
didn't choose that. I choose chocolate.
牧师嘅年代咧，牧师就话系朱古力令到能够控制人嘅心。Because
everybody here, everybody in this room, and everybody out there, you have some type of belief.
我哋每一个人都有一个嘅思想，一个嘅信念。
And some of you aren't very religious.
有啲人可能系冇咁宗教狂热。
But others of you are.
有啲人系好落喺落嚟喺宗教当中。
But irregardless of that, everyone has a core center of belief in something about life.
但其实无论系点样嘅时候，我哋每一个人生命当中系相信一啲嘅嘢。
So no matter if you're a religious type or not, in your heart of hearts, there's something that you think right now will make you happy.
所以无论你系信嘅或者不信都好，每一个人嘅心都系想有一啲嘢，嗰样嘢系令到我哋开心嘅。
And so I use chocolate. Ken uses cell phone. Maybe it's one of those. Maybe it's something else.
可能系你生命当中系朱古力令到你好人好开心嘅，或者系一个手提电话令到人好开心嘅，你要自己去谂。
Obviously, those are superficial things, right? Chocolate and cell phones, right?
当然啦，呢啲嘅嘢都系一个好外表嘅嘢。
You know, you can do without chocolate.
你可能生命当中你唔需要有呢个朱古力。
And kids, believe it or not, you can do without a cell phone.
细路仔嘅。 你不需要有电话的。
But that's not the point. Every single one of us has a belief deep down. Something's going to make me happy in life.
但其实我想就是说，我们心里面每一个人其实都是拿着一些东西，是想令到我们开心的。
And that, when you discover that, is your control center. It makes you tick. You're living for that.
当你谂到嗰样嘢嘅时候，你就会知道就话嗰样嘢系你所揸紧，你想有嘅拥有嘅嘢。你拥有到啦，你就开心；冇嘅时候，你就好沮丧。
Let me expand on that. Why is it that one person gets really upset about something, but another person doesn't?
我再俾个例子就系话，点解有啲人会有开心又唔开心咧？
You know, you see that in the family all the time. One person gets upset. What are you upset about? I'm clueless.
咁譬如话喺家庭当中，你可能见到，你见到可能你个家庭当中有一个人就话，点解你咁唔开心咧？
Is it all about different emotional levels in a person? Is that the reason why?
系咪我当中我哋嘅情绪嘅波嘅唔同，令到我哋有人开心同唔开心咧？
You know the answer. No. Because you have different core fundamental values. And when you get angry, it touches that. But the other person, that's not my core value. It didn't touch me.
點解有人有開心有唔開心咧？ 因為大家人嘅內心入邊，佢所體每一樣嘢都係唔同。嗱，嗰個人同人話，可能一個人睇到嗰樣嘢好重要嘅，佢得到嘅，佢好開心。嗰個人另一個人佢得唔到嘅，佢覺得冇所謂，因為嗰樣嘢對佢嚟講唔重要。
Here's another one related to this. Why is one person able to change behavior, put off, put on, and another person can't? They can't do it.
點解人有唔同嘅人，有啲人能夠去改變，有啲人改唔到咧？
Why is it that one person is able to do this, another person cannot?
點解一啲人能夠去做一啲嘢，另一個人又唔得咧？
It all has to do with your heart, the core of your being.
其實好多時都係因為你嘅心中你所揸緊嘅嘢，係令到個人有做到或做唔到。
And God through Isaiah is saying, unless your heart is changed, unless it's changed, you're not converted. You are not a Christian.
所以以賽亞就講就話，除非你嘅心有改變嘅時候，若然你嘅心唔能夠改變嘅時候，你嘅人係未改變。Isaiah
brings this home through metaphor. It's really a simple one and really a stark one. And it's on slide 6. Caleb, if you get slide 6.
咁，以賽亞就俾咗一個例子，俾咗一個比喻。
Every heart's after bread and water.
他講明話每一個人嘅心都係跟住呢嘅酒同埋水同埋呢個麵包。
What's bread and water?
水同麵包咩意思咧？
Something I think I need, right, to live.
意思就話喺當時啦，都係我哋係所需要嘅。
Isaiah uses milk. Milk is great. Wine is good. He uses wine, right? But especially bread, water.
水唔酒係好嘅，但係特別以賽亞講就話麵包同埋水。
Because every heart, every soul is after a certain kind of bread and water.
因為我哋人嘅靈，我哋個靈魂，我哋係跟我哋要去想尋找一種嘅水同埋嘅麵包。
Do you get the answer? You're feeding on it. You know, bread and water. You need it. You're feeding on it. You're feeding on something. You're seeking something.
明白意思就係話，我哋每個人係需要去食呢個麵包同埋飲呢水。其實意思就係話，咁嗰樣嘢，一樣嘅嘢，心中入邊你想得到嘅嘢，就好似啲水同埋麵包咁樣，你要得到去餵養嘅。And
we labor, we work for that.
而我哋好落力嘅去做我哋嘅生命，去得到呢啲嘅水，得到呢種嘅麵包。
You know what God is saying there through that analogy, that metaphor, come by, eat? Unless it's me. Unless God's saying, unless it's me, you're going to starve. You're going to starve spiritually. You will starve spiritually unless it's Him that you're after.
神就同我哋讲就话，你除非你有改变，除非你系嚟我当中去食去嚟食同埋饮呢个水，如果唔系，你嘅灵系其实系得到呢个，其实你嘅灵仍然都系饥渴嘅。
You see, you might be eating good food.
你可能你系食一啲好嘅实实在在嘅食物。But
God's saying it isn't going to nourish you enough.
但嗰啲嘅食物唔能夠去餵養你嘅生命。And
you're going to spiritually starve to death.
而你嘅靈係飢餓嘅。Unless
you crave me.
除非你係跟隨我。In
other cases, many of us gobble poison. Things that are really bad for us.
或者有啲嘢，其實係對我哋嘅生命當中係唔好嘅，好似一啲毒咁樣。
And obviously, if you gobble poison, you're going to die.
當然啦，如果你食啲有毒嘅食物，你會死。
Obviously, if you starve, you're going to die.
當然嘅，若然你唔食嘢嘅時候，你都會係餓死。
See, that's what Isaiah is saying. Everybody, at a fundamental level, if you're not getting converted by the Holy Spirit of God, seeking something else is going to kill you.
所以以賽亞都講就話，當我哋睇我哋好基本嘅，若然你唔去食呢啲咁基本嘅嘢，你係會死，亦都當然嘅。若然你嘅靈唔能夠去改變你嘅心思意念嘅時候，你嘅靈一樣都係死。Because
deep down you're saying, if I only had that, if I only had this, then life would be better.
我哋可能會講話，如果我有呢樣嘢嘅時候，我會生命當中會好啲。Every
one of us is saying that deep down.
喺我哋嘅內心入邊，好多時我都會咁諗。That's
what Isaiah saying. That's the bread. That's the water that you're craving.
既然你心中入邊你想得到嗰樣嘢，嗰樣嘢就係你心中入邊嘅水同埋餅。
You can plug in whatever you want, money, family, approval.
嗰樣嘢可能係金錢，可能係一啲嘅人哋應許你嘅，或者一啲理想人嘅得到嘅嘢。
Throw out a couple more, comfort.
亦都可能係家庭啊，亦都可能會係你有安樂嘅地，舒服嘅地方。
Control.
可能你想有能夠去掌管一啲嘅嘢。
Love, romance.
或者可能你想去擁有呢個愛同埋一個浪漫。
Have you been converted? Have you been converted? That's the question.
所以今天早上的問題就是說，你的心已經是否改變呢？
Or did you just get active in Christian things?
或者你只是外表上你是很繁忙呢？
See, the other thing we see here about God's, the call of God here in Isaiah is the contrast in verses 1 to 3.
另一方面我們看就是說神去看到給我們有一個分別。
And the contrast gets at not only what the heart seeks, but how you seek it.
也都不單止說我們去尋找什麼，也都是說就是說我們怎樣去尋找，都是有一個分別。
See, God's not just saying, come, feed your soul and your heart, rest your soul and heart in me.
神沒有只是說就是說，來吧，你來去吃我的餅，這個杯，這個水，然後就在我裡面當中去得到一個安樂。
What he's doing here in Isaiah 55, verses 1 to 3, is he's contrasting the ways.
但其實他裡面，當中裡面，他講到其實有另一個意思。
And he's basically saying, you need my grace, God's grace, to find me. It's not about your labor.
我怎樣去尋找，意思就是說，不是說你做什麼工作去得到去尋找什麼，而是因為你尋找到是因為著我的恩典。
And you need to see the difference. The difference between God's grace and your labor.
我們要很清楚明白就是說，我們能夠尋找到的，不是因著一個分別就是說，不單止不是因著是我們能夠的能力去做到什麼，而是尋找，而是因著神的恩典。
Every religion on the face of this earth and the default mode of every single heart here is striving to labor for something. You're working for something.
在這個社會裡面有很多不同的宗教，或者我們的心中裡面，我很多時候都說，我們要很努力地去尋找得到一些東西。
Whatever you want to call it, you're laboring, whether it be salvation, blessing, nirvana, whatever you want to say it is, you're laboring for it.
我們很多時候去看就說，無論是說一個救恩，一個救贖， 或者一些好的東西，我們很多時候覺得我們要去很努力的才能夠得到。
Whatever you think is life's about, going to make you happy, you're working for it. You're laboring hard for it.
無論是什麼東西令到我們生命當中是好一點的，我們是很努力的去做，去得到。
And in some cases, it's driving you into the ground.
但其實是令到你最後的令到你很沮喪。
And so, in contrast to that, if you seek God, again, even if you seek God, you could fall into the labor trap.
所以其實就算你很努力地去尋找神的時候，你都可能會落入一個陷阱，就是說是靠著你的能力去得到。
You can get involved in Christianity and say, I'm praying, I'm giving, I'm doing good, I'm striving according to the Bible.
我們可能會說很努力地去祈禱，我們去為神而服務，去做這些事，做這些事，我們很努力地去做。
And you can try to convince yourself and saying, I'm surrendering my life to God. I'm seeking God. You can say all you want about it.
你可能會說，我很努力地去尋找神，很努力地去做。
But if you're laboring for something, the contrast is God is saying, you're your own savior. You're your own Lord if you're laboring for it.
但如果你做到時候，你做到好像你去做到才能夠得到一個救恩的時候，依樣嘢其實你係唔係神所講嘅。Because
as you see in the last line, God says you have to begin to seek me, but you seek me through what? The ways of my grace.
但其實係變神講就話，你去尋找我嘅時候，你係尋找，但你要透過
In other words, you have to start to find your deepest fulfillment in life in God.
所以意思就是說，我們要去在神裡面當中找到最終的滿足。
But the question is, how do you do that?
意思就是問題就是說，我們怎樣才能夠去做呢？
And God through Isaiah is saying, unless you do that through my grace, rather than through your labor, your performance, you're not converted.
意思就是說，既然你不是靠著我給你的恩典的時候，你只是努力地去做，只靠自己能力去做的時候，這個不是一個改變。
obviously Isaiah 55, the great invitation that Isaiah is sending forth, the prophet of God, is not merely supplying bodily needs, right?
神所讲呢里面当中嘅邀请，唔单止系话去邀请佢哋肉体上嘅得救。
He's talking about satisfying your whole being, nephis, your soul.
神所讲嘅邀请就系话令到佢哋人嘅心嘅灵命得到呢个嘅拯救。
He's saying, but to satisfy with you with real life, that's what God is saying, in your soul.
他说就说你的心,你的灵命当中,你的全的生命得到一个拯救。
And God promised that, promises that in His Word.
而神也都是用他的话语去英文过。
And He says it's reliable, and He says, I will forgive, and it is abundant.
而神也说就说,我这个拯救是当中是有一个怜悯,会宽恕,也都是很满足的。
And Isaiah goes on and says, it's available to you now and in the future, if you only seek Him sincerely, seek Him unreservedly.
以赛亚说就说,跟这些人说,这件事是能够你得到的,若然你是真心有改变,你能够去得到这件事的。
Again, that's where you see in the text, God's rescue is sure, again, talking about turning from wicked ways, turning your thoughts away, right? Turning to God's ways and God's thoughts. He says that in verse 7, right?
所以在第七节里面说,人其实当时也都可以去得到这个救恩,就说恶人就怎么样去改变他们的心思意念,他们的行为。
And that's what he's referring to, as I said in the beginning of the sermon, that you encounter God for the soul, and then what happens? He sends you out.
所以就说, 讲翻就话，当我哋人去同神有接触嘅时候，仍然你有改变嘅时候，有改变之后会发生咩事啊？你就会系会出去作人嘅见证。
But here's the problem. We don't do that very well.
但问题就话，呢个咩问题咧？就系话，当我哋相信之后，我哋冇做一个好好嘅，点样去出去作见证
？If you evaluate each person here and put a chart up, we don't follow God very well.
但其实我当我睇我生命嘅时候，其实我哋好多时冇去好好嘅去跟随神。
And so the question is why? Why is that?
所以问题就系话，点解我哋冇好好能够跟随神呢？
That gets to the final point. Why? What motivates? What gives you the power to follow Him?
所以就最后就话，我睇我哋点样先能够去俾到得到呢个能力去做得好呢？
There's really a conundrum in the Old Testament, isn't there? You know, God is always saying, trust me, trust me, trust me, obey me, obey me, obey me, and then the people don't, right?
圣经里面说就说，神同人说就说，你要去跟随我，跟随我，跟随我，你要去信靠我，信靠我，信靠我，但很多时人就做不到。
And this is going back and forth, all the time in the Bible, right?
当你看圣经的时候，很多时都是这样的事发生。
On the one hand, in the Old Testament, God talked about His unfailing love for His people.
神在旧约当中，神怎么去显示他的不朽坏的爱。
And then, you see, again, it's all over Isaiah. Then he gets angry because people aren't obeying him.
咁亦都係嘅，睇到就話，睇到當時人佢冇去跟隨神，神亦都係一個憤怒。
Right? That's his holiness, right?
呢個係神入邊當中嘅嘅 holiness.
So you got his love and his holiness, back and forth in the Old Testament.
所以喺聖嘅舊約當中，你睇到就話神嘅愛同埋神嘅聖潔。
So will God give in? Or well, you know, is he going to let us idiots just have our own way? Is he going to give in, or what's he going to do? He's going to keep loving us. What's going to happen?
所以我哋作为基督徒嘅，作为人嘅，我哋唔去改变嘅时候，神会点样去做咧？神会唔会话好似哦，忍我哋班人做得唔好就做得唔好啦咁样咧？系咪咁样咧？
That's why you need the New Testament.
所以我需要有新约。
Because it says the answer is in the cross.
答案就是说在这个十字架上。
Let me ask you, for those of you who know, what was Buddha's last words? Anybody know?
大家知不知道佛祖菩提他最后一句说话是什么呢?
I have it here. I looked it up. Strive without ceasing. Strive without ceasing. Labor, 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 labor. That's what Buddha's last words were.
因为佛祖释迦牟尼，佢讲就最后嘅说话讲乜嘢？就话我哋要去不断嘅、不断嘅去继续去寻找，去不断去做，唔好停。
I want you to contrast that with Jesus' last words on the cross. What did he say?
但系我想同你呢个讲出一个分别。耶稣基督喺个十架上，佢最后一个说话系乜嘢啊？
Did he say, strive without ceasing, strive without ceasing? What did Jesus say on the cross, his last words?
耶稣基督在十架上最后一个说话，会不会是跟我们说，你们继续去做吧，继续去做吧，继续去做吧。
It is finished.
但耶稣说就说，已经成了。
Tetelestai, I have done it all for you.
耶稣基督在十架上最后一个说话就是什么？ 就说我已经做完这个工作，已经成了。
On the cross, Jesus fulfills the conditions you and I don't.
耶稣基督就在十架上，他是去成了这个我们爱人爱做不到的事。
So that you and I can have God's unconditional love.
因为耶稣基督的死，令到我们能够得到这个神给我们的无条件的爱。
So the question is God's love conditional or unconditional? The answer is yes in the cross. Yes.
所以说这个答案就是说，在神耶稣基督，他钉在十字架上，他为了我们死，而他答了。
Because Isaiah says in the NIV, verse 1, come, buy, and eat.
以赛亚书第五章，刚才第一节讲就说，你来买了吃。
You scratch your head, come buy and eat. You know, I thought if it says buy without cost, I just take, right?
若然你唔需要去付出，你就能够攞到嘅时候，呢啲就好似去抢翻嚟咁样攞，怎攞翻嚟？
What does it mean buy without cost?
耶稣基督所以赛亚边当中讲就话嚟来，嚟食，意思咩意思咧？
It cost Jesus. It cost him on the cross.
当中的代价其实已经是耶稣基督已经是披上了。
Gives it to you freely. Salvation, rescue, restoration.
这个救恩，这个救赎已经是完全免费的给到你们。
There's nothing left for you to labor.
是已经没有再有任何东西你需要去做，而才能得到。
He lived the life you should have lived and won't live.
耶稣基督已经是活出这个生命，就是说我们能够人，我们做不到的，也都不能够去想去做的。
And he dies in your place on the cross.
耶稣基督也是为了我们人，钉在十字架上。
Your sin penalty.
是为了我们的罪而去死。
To make you pure.
好叫我们能够得到这个的圣洁。
You know, it's hard to digest that because we're prideful people. We don't want anything free.
我们很难去明白，去理解，为什么？因为我们是一个骄傲的人，我们不想去白白的，即是得到一些免费的东西。But
here's the motivation to get out and about proclaiming Christ. You've got to know the motivation.
我们需要明白这个动机，我们怎样才能够去有一个动机去能够作见证。
And the motivation, as I just explained, is Christ has done it all for you.
这个动机是什么？就是说耶稣基督已经为我们做了一切的事了。
So now you can get out there, because you understand that. You can get out there now and serve the Lord.
所以就说，当我们能够明白的时候，我们就能够去出去，去这个全国为作神的门徒。
And it humbles us. Nobody's superior. We're not superior. It's all by grace.
我们不是说比其他人特别的好，特别的不同。 So, 其实因为所有的事，耶稣基督已经做了。
So not only humbles you, it gives you courage to go out there, right?
所以让人明白的时候，其实是给到我们有一个勇敢，给到我们的理由，为什么去做。
Because on the one hand, you're humbled.
一方面你是谦卑。
Because we are sinful and we disobey God just about every day.
因为我们是一个罪人，我们每一天都是去犯罪。
But we're so affirmed by God. He comes to die for us.
但虽然我们这样的犯罪的时候，耶稣基督都是钉在十架上，为了我们的罪而去死。
So that balance, that combination is going to make you people of mission.
所以就说这件事就是去平衡，就说让到我们人能够有这个动机。
And really, that's the crux of what Covenant Grace Presbyterian Church has been all about for 10 or 19 years.
So, 作为我们恩约堂的这十年或者十九年，我们应该怎么去做？
Gospel, digest it, meet the Lord, go out.
就话我哋呢个庆祝我哋嘅十周年纪念，就话我哋要去明白神俾我哋嘅信息，我哋要去了解，我哋要出去作见证。
Father, we thank you for this opportunity to look at your word and to celebrate the anniversary of Grace Church.
亲爱的主，感谢你俾我哋能够睇你嘅话语，让我哋能够音乐堂嘅庆祝嘅十周年纪念。
And yes, Lord, there's much to be thankful for, and many people that you've used to thank.
我哋都系有好多嘢，我哋要去庆祝，去多谢好多嘅人，我哋要去多谢。
But Lord, an anniversary was for the purpose of looking ahead.
但系最终嘅周年纪念。
It's an opportunity for covenant renewal.
就我哋要去将呢个约去再一次嘅去重新去明白。
It's a great opportunity for a church to repent and believe.
系一个好好嘅机会，让到我哋能够去嘅悔改，去相信。
To once again come close to the Lord.
再一次嘅去亲近神你。
And to be sent out into the world.
好嘅，我哋能够去出去作你嘅见证。
We pray, Lord, that that would be so for many of us here at Grace Church. And as we ponder that, as we celebrate this anniversary at lunch,
所以好叫的，我们庆祝这个十周年纪念时候，我们希望都能够同一样。
May we not lose sight of that blessed hope.
让我们不要去轻看这个神给我们的盼望。
We pray that you do a mighty work in our lives today.
求主你给我们在我们生命当中去动工。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。